realized that the Rebbe's son was taken by the hands of the Germans in 1939-1940. And the next year, on the second day of Sukkot, he gave a drasha on the first yahrzeit of his son. So, he quotes the Gemara in Sanhedrin that says, Mizmor la'asaf, nasnu nevelas avadecha, you gave your corpses, the corpses of your servants, to the animals, basar chasidecha, the meat of your chasidim, so that your avadim and your chasidim died and you gave away their flesh. And the Gemara says, my avadecha, what is it talking about? U'may chasidecha, and who are your servants and who are your chasidim? So he says, lav chasidecha, chasidecha mamish. So if it says chasidecha, obviously it's talking about your chasidim, people who served you. The avadecha, though, we're talking about people who were chayv and dinim, people who weren't necessarily good people. But kevan de'iktil, once they were murdered, so kor le'avadecha, they turned into avadecha, even though they weren't actually avadecha, b'schus of the Kedushas Hashem, the Kiddush Hashem, they were taken away. So the Hasidim were still Hasidim, but the Avadim were only Avadim because they were killed for the sake of Hashem. So the Eish Kodesh asks, I understand that if a regular person is murdered, that it becomes an Eved, even though he wasn't an Eved, he is acquired as a servant to Hashem, despite not necessarily using his life perfectly. But a Chassid, if a Chassid is killed, so then why is he still called a Chassid? He should be on a higher level also. Certainly he is on a higher level if he died al Kedushas Hashem. So why is he still called a Chassid? So he says in Tanakh, Madrego Yoser Gedoyle Michassid B'inyan Avoda, there isn't. There isn't such a term that's greater than Chassid. So if a Chassid passes away al Kedushas Hashem and he goes to a higher place, he's still called a Chassid, because he can't get any higher than that. So why is it? Why is a chassid the highest place? Because chassid is b'lashon chesed, of doing for someone else. A real chassid, he says, is someone that their utmost, their entire existence, is devoted not on themselves, but on people around them. That's a real chassid. And being able to give chesed like that, there's nothing greater. So on Sukkot, the first day of Nisuch HaMayim, when we do a Simchas Beis HaShoeva, when the water was poured in the Beis HaMikdash, so obviously this water pouring in the Beis HaMikdash is this huge idea of chesed, or b'chinas chesed, of water flowing and bracha coming from Hashem. So the shaila is, why would the first day of Nisuch HaMayim be on the Yom HaDe'ushpizin of Yitzchak, right? We have Avraham, and then we have Yitzchak, and then we have Yaakov. Avraham was each chesed. He went around the world sharing bracha of Hashem. And Yitzchak only stayed in Eretz Yisrael his whole life. He was the essence of Gevura, because he held himself back and he allowed himself to be bound to be Makriv to Hashem on Har HaMoriah. So wouldn't the first day of Nisuch HaMayim be on Avraham, which is Bechinas Chesed, and not Yitzchak, which is Bechinas Gevura? So he explains, V'hi Gevuras Yitzchak l'kabel ha-Gevura al-Atzmo b'shvil Yisrael. The fact that he was able to hold himself back for the purpose of Yisrael. Hashem wants me to do this because this is how he wants to create his people of Klal Yisrael, that I will hold myself back for the purpose of Klal Yisrael. He says there is no greater chesed than gvura shebechesed. The chesed that comes from someone holding themselves back, shehi madrega halchia gedoyla shebechesed. It is the greatest possible chesed. And that's why it says in the Gemara that when they had the Nisuch HaMayim, the Gemara doesn't say that Klal Yisrael would dance. The Gemara says, Shebesimchas Beis HaShoeva Chasidim V'Anshei Maisa Hayumarakdin. The Chasidim were the ones that were dancing. The ones who understood what chesed is all about and that it comes from Gevura. And as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that B'Achris HaYamim, HaKadosh Baruch is going to look back on Klal Yisrael, and it's going to be Yitzchak that says, Ho krivas nafshi kodemecha, I put my life on the line first, bimachaper klal Yisrael, because of my krivas nafshi, because I was able to put myself on a harm rior, and I bound myself, and I was willing to be makriv to you, b'schus akedas Yitzchak, save klal Yisrael. And Ba'achar Zayamim, Hashem will hear that, and he'll bring the final Yeshua. So the Shaila is, why wait till Achar Zayamim? Akedas Yitzchak happened already. It existed. So why doesn't Yitzchak use his Gevura, his Chesed Sheba Gevura, and say, Hashem, save Klal Yisrael now? The answer is unbelievable. He says, Kevin Shenisyono Shel Avraham V'Yitzchak Haya Rotzon U'machshava B'lo Nishlama B'fol Lagamre. Their Nisayon that they had was a Machshava. It was a Machshava Tekad Nisayon. He said, go bring Yitzchak and be Makir of Yitzchak. But he didn't actually do it. There was no Maisa because the Malachim said, Al Tishlach Yadcha El Anar, don't do it. So they passed the Nisayon. But it was a Nisayon to see if they would have done it, but they didn't do it, which means the Nisayon wasn't mashlim. The Nisayon isn't finished. And now, every single time a Yid says that I'm going to die Al Kiddush Hashem, they're being mashlim that original Nisayon. And not just death, but every maisa that we have of gevura, they say, I will hold myself back. I'm going to do something for Klal Yisrael, right? I'm not going to be able to work on my own avoda as much as I want to, because I have to work on my wife, and I have to work on my children, I have to work on my husband, and I have to work on teens and the community, and I have to do things for other people. Even though I'd like to daven all day, I'd like to learn all day, I would like to do mitzvahs all day, but I have things that I need to do, so I will hold back my own she'ifa for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so the Klal Yisrael can benefit. That's the Hashlamas HaKorban Yitzchak Mamish. And that's why only Ba'achas HaYamim can Yitzchak say, look at my Krivas Nafshi, that I was first in putting my life on the line, and now Klal Yisrael was Mashlim. The rest of Klal Yisrael came with me, and look at the Chesed, look at the Chasidim all over Klal Yisrael throughout history that do things for other people, that make sure the people around them are thought of first before themselves, and that's what they focus their life on. Only once all the people can be taken away, Al Kiddush Hashem, and all the little maisim here and there, all the little detailed proofs to Hashem that we care about other people first, are we going to prove to Hashem that we could be chassidim, the highest lashon in Tanakh to say about how great someone is, that worrying about other people, to bring finally our Yeshua. So he said that it should be a schus for his son who had passed away, that he died for the sake of everyone else and all the people who passed away throughout history for Klal Yisrael. It should be a schus for us to continue the gevurah shebechesed, to make sure that on Sukkot and at all other times during the year, we are trying to be chassidim, real chassidim, people who try to serve Hashem first and foremost and always for the sake of Klal Yisrael around them.